This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, and anybody else I may have missed to the Sons of Liberty radio show. I'm your host, Jim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us. For those tuned in, looking for Bradley's face on the video platforms, or if you're listening to GCN, listening to his voice, he's not in today. I'm filling in for him this afternoon, and if you'd like to check us out, please do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can see the faces made for radio. If you want to watch the video portion of the show, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down right there on the right, and you'll find us there. The video should just start up, and you can click and enlarge that. If you want to be a participant in the video portion of the show, that's right. You can see the faces made for radio. And you can also do that on my Twitter account, FPPTim, FPPTim on Twitter, which is linked up to my Periscope account, which is Sitting Brush Fires. Our Facebook page is Bradley Dean SOL. Our YouTube channel is B Dean Sons of Liberty. We're on beforeitsnews.com. And I'm on there in the mornings. For those who don't know, we have a morning show, 6 a.m. every weekday and 8 a.m. on Saturdays. And you can catch us there on beforeitsnews.com. And also DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. The Sons of Liberty on DLive.tv. You can also catch us on Spreely Gab, MeWe Minds, and USA.life at Sons of Liberty and Sons of Liberty Media. If you want to chime in today, I am having a little issue here, and I'll try to work it out. So if you want to chime in, I'll let you know about the phone number in a little bit if I can sort that out during the next break. Something with the browser is cutting off my ability to take calls right now. But I'll see if I can sort that out in the meantime. All right, so today, this morning, when I did the show, the thing I did was I listed out all of the Bilderberg attendees and all of the CFR members that have been in the Trump cabinet or his advisors or people he's put in high positions, okay? Overall, the response was good. There's some people who still don't want to see what's right in front of them. But understand that what went on in Minneapolis last week is not just going to be it wasn't just an isolated thing, okay? We've been reporting on the Sons of Liberty. We report on those who do lawless deeds and point back to the fact that justice needs to be brought to those people. And in this case, we're seeing just in a short level, look, I think the people have just been fed up with a lack of justice. There was one thing that the current president said to the people that resonated with them when he spoke to Hillary Clinton. Remember that during the debates? We're going to get into this. He said she should be jailed. The people ran, you know, with his platform that he was going to bring justice. And we really haven't seen that. We really haven't seen that. Oh, we hear all the language. We hear all the rhetoric. It's like WWE, right? And we see all of that. But where's the justice? Well, since justice has not been brought, what happens? Well, there is an increasing tyranny that follows that. We've seen that with this whole COVID nonsense, okay? We've seen that. We've seen how it happened so quickly, and people were so ready to jump on that bandwagon. Oh, put my mask on, stay at home, let the government take care of me. Do all these things, and Americans were ready to do that at the drop of the hat. And they did it. Until they got tired of sitting at home. Well, some of them, sitting at home. And I've spoken before, these lockdowns are unconstitutional, they're unlawful. Whether they're guidelines set by the feds, or whether there's something implemented in the state, shutting down businesses, same thing. It's an attack on the First Amendment, freedom of assembly, the freedom to exercise religion, the Christian religion. You say, well, how in the world did that get in? Are you talking about churches? No, I'm not talking about churches. That's a part of it. I'm talking about working. I said this over and over and over again. The fourth commandment, God lays out how we should work. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. Right? And we mimic what God did in creation. 6 days he worked, the seventh day he rested. And so it's a demonstration of what we believe, our faith in God. Okay? See, our faith is not this amorphous thing that we can just make it out to be what we want to be. We either believe God and then we act on that, or we don't. And if we're not obeying God, that means we don't believe Him. And this goes back to James chapter 2, where he says, you pay attention to those people who say something, but I'll show you my faith by what I do. If I have real faith and I really believe it, I can both say it and do it. But if it's not real faith, I mean, even the demons believe and they tremble, but they don't obey God, do they? So they believe there's a God, but they won't obey Him. With that said, we're seeing this escalate. We've seen it with the COVID-19 stuff. All right? We've seen the infringements on liberties. We've seen the politicians spend our money on bank bailouts and big corporation bailouts and even small business bailouts. They're not authorized to do it in the Constitution. This president has seen the biggest transfer of wealth in our history. And conservatives, for the most part, didn't blink an eye. Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. Well, we got to do something to him. Don't you know? We got to take care of these people. We got to do this. Yeah, it's not authorized in the Constitution. But we saw that. Your money, our children's money, their children's money, a debt put on our backs. Okay? Then we're getting the issue of vaccines. And that hasn't gone away. That's still lurking in the background. Okay? That's still lurking in the background. In fact, in Europe, it's getting even worse. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're going to be back in just a little bit. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hang on.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
All right, welcome back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want to get kind of to this. My mind is in a bazillion places right now, okay? This is what happens in the afternoon if I fill in. Sometimes my mind goes in 50 different directions, and I kind of want to keep some kind of semblance of what I'm trying to get at. I told you that the COVID deal, the scam, the plandemic, the hoax, let's call it for what it is. I don't, you know, whoever treats us the way they're going to treat us on social media, they're going to do that. So let's just call it for what it is. It is that. It was to scam you out of a bunch of money. It was to scam you out of your freedoms and your liberties. And if you don't think so, go to the book of Leviticus and read chapter 13 about how you quarantine people. And who you quarantine, and how that process takes place. You don't take healthy people and quarantine them. That's tyranny. You take sick people and you quarantine them. And that's biblical. So we've got that going on. Now on the heels of that, we have, you know, because I think people started figuring it out, and I thought a lot of these people coming in, a lot of these doctors, we're trying to get Dr. Andrew Kaufman on the show, and Dr. Tenpenny, we're trying to get her on the show as well, because these doctors, we got Kate Shimarani, she's our health and wellness expert, she's been speaking out on this about how viruses cannot be transferred to other people, how they're a response that our body, God the Creator, has made within our body to deal with toxins and other things that we have that come into our bodies. And I think they were losing the narrative on that. And plus the numbers that they projected, you know, millions of people are going to die and all this other. And it's, you know, worldwide, it's really not that bad. Not that any death is something to be gleeful over, but it was nothing like what they were projecting. So now we have this situation. I got to tell you, there are some things that I question about the whole video that we saw there. I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to bring those up because I really do want to confirm some stuff. But I have some questions about some of the angles, some of the different snippets that we got, some of this involvement of Freemasonry stuff. But again, I'm going to put that off. Let's just take it for what we saw in the video. And it's clearly, if the video is to be believed, it's murder. It's clearly murder. Now, the reason all these things started was why? Why was there even a and the protests were peaceful at first. They were. If you recall, even the quote-unquote Black Lives Matter started out peacefully, and then the provocateurs got in, and they riled up the people. Sort of sounds like what the Pharisees and Sadducees were doing to rile the people up against Jesus, isn't it? Remember when they would come to him and they would test him with questions to provoke him? And he knew what they were doing, and he was so wise in dealing with them, he would leave them with their mouths hanging open and walking away. But you remember how they provoked the people to call for the death of an innocent man, the Son of God, and release a robber, Barabbas. Remember that? We got a mayor and a governor and an AG up there in Minnesota that wouldn't seek. And I don't know why the police force didn't do it. As soon as they saw what went on, they should have arrested all of the cops right then and there. That would have solved a lot of this. You wouldn't have even had a protest. I guarantee you. And made charges, at least on the guy, Chauvin, who's on Floyd's neck. That would have probably prevented everything. But these yahoos didn't do that. No, they sat back and waited. And you can't tell me it isn't to provoke the people. They know it's going to provoke the people. People come out to protest. Paid provocateurs that come in. Riotings, lootings, burnings, all these kinds of things start happening. Then they start picking up around the country. And then one of the interesting things is we find that these bricks start showing up. Pallets of bricks and other things. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But let me tell you this. They waited, a couple of days before they arrested Chauvin and charged him. And then just, I think it was yesterday, they upped the charges, upped them to second degree murder. Now, I don't even know how you get to that charge. That looked pretty blatant to me what he was doing. But in any case, that's what it is. Then the other three officers that they fired got charged too, as accomplices, as they should have been. But let me show you something. There are people, and you can go to SunsLibertyMedia.com. You can see this video, because this is part of the point that I continually want to make. Whether it's COVID-19, or whether it's these riots that are happening in various cities across the country, or pick your thing of whatever goes on, the ultimate target in all of it are the peaceful, lawful people of the United States. They're the target, not the rioters, not the looters, not the corrupt cops, not the corrupt politicians, you and me. And so when people say, well, Tim, why do you hate on this governor? Why do you hate on the president and all this other stuff? I don't hate on any of them. They're hating on us, don't you see? When they violate the law and they become tyrants, they are hating on the people. They have become lawless, and our founding fathers didn't put up with that stuff. I'm going to give you a modern-day founding father in a minute, okay? But here's what I want to show the people in the viewing audience. Because I don't know if... I'm pretty sure the sound's not going to come through, and I don't want the sound to come through, because it's... Well, it's that. Good, you guys can't hear this. But what I do want to show you is Chauvin's house, okay? This woman is filming it. And I'm going to play it for the viewing audience. You guys in the radio audience won't be able to see it unless you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. But I'm going to play it for you right now. I want you to look at how many cops, they were counting 200 cops, are protecting Derek Chauvin's house. I want you guys to take a look at this. I'll talk a little bit through it. This is a woman who went to his house. These are all of the cops being paid by the people of Minnesota. Whoops, the thing went sideways there. Being paid by the people of Minnesota to guard his house that he's not even at. Okay? Does this seem just to you? I'm just curious. There's like 200 cops. Some of them have, they all look like, they all have gas masks on. I guess that's in case somebody wants to come to the house and shoot tear, they're going to shoot tear gas or whatever they're going to do here. All right? I mean, you have to understand what's going on here. This is protecting a murderer's house. Now, look, I don't believe his house ought to be destroyed. I don't believe you ought to burn it down. I don't believe you ought to remove it brick by brick. I'm not saying any of that. But you got hundreds of cops here doing this. What in the world is going on? Who authorized this nonsense? You remember the video from earlier, earlier this week, where the cops are going down the road in a quiet, peaceful neighborhood with a Humvee in front of them. And the people at the front door, the cops are barking at them like they're a bunch of little dogs. And they say, light them up. And the guy pulls out his gun and he fires. We had a caller into the show that said it was a paint canister, not a paint ball. They fire that at the people. One of the ladies got hit with it. And yet, where are these cops at where the rioting and looting is going on? Where are those guys? Oh, they're nowhere to be found. They're kind of like the L.A. riot cops. Oh, we're a little overrun here. That's a little above my pay grade. I'm going to get out of here. The people have to defend for themselves. In some case, I kind of wonder if that's probably a good lesson for us to learn to fend for ourselves. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Okay? We talked about the bricks. I just wanted to give you that as a side note, the thing here, because I found it utterly amazing this morning about all these cops protecting an empty house of a guy who murdered a guy right in front of everybody. There's no question that's what he did. Okay? This is not alleged that he murdered him. He murdered him. Clearly, everybody saw it. Okay? What about all these bricks that have been put out? Because this rioting and looting is not from the peaceful protest. Now, I'm not saying some people who didn't get stirred up, much like the Pharisees and Sadducees did against Jesus. Probably some of them got caught up in the emotion too. But you can bet your bottom dollar, and we've got the video, we've got other evidence that these guys are doing what they're doing. Now, check this out. One guy had a specific thing saying protesters needed. We are Antifa and we're willing to pay up to 1,000 people $25 an hour for protesters in Lincoln, Nebraska and Omaha, Nebraska. Basically, we want to cause as much chaos and destruction as possible. We have a bail fund and legal counsel set up. This will take place every night through the BLM protest on June 13th. You will be paid nightly and can come and go as you do, as you please. Now, that's been reporting. I don't know if it's true or not, but we'll look at that on the other side of the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities have made 51 arrests for federal crimes related to violent rioting. That's according to Attorney General Bill Barr, blaming the violence and destruction on Antifa and agitators of various different political persuasions. The Attorney General saying peaceful protests are okay, but the violent protests have to stop.
Others have hijacked protests to engage in lawlessness, violent rioting, arson, looting of businesses and public property, assaults on law enforcement officers and innocent people, and even the murder of a federal agent.
Testifying in a Democratic-led House hearing, CDC Director Robert Redfield says he's deeply saddened about the harsh impacts of the coronavirus outbreak. Over 100,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News. Iran is releasing U.S. Navy veteran Michael White after 2 years being held captive. White's mother is thanking the Trump administration and State Department for helping get her son on a flight to Switzerland. The latest report on first-time unemployment claims is proving some encouragement. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
1.87 million workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, still well above the normal during good times of around 200,000. But this is the first time in weeks that fewer than 2 million Americans filed jobless claims. The total number of people claiming benefits last week was also just under 30 million, which is a decrease of almost a million from the week before, suggesting that some people are going back to work despite the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic in many parts of the nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Welcome back. Middle of the show here, and if you've tuned in looking for Bradley, he's not here, as you can tell, and I'm filling in for him. I'm Tim Brown, the Sons of Liberty Media.com editor, and one of the things that I wanted to do was I wanted to take you over here to the article that I had yesterday, and it was about the BRICS. Okay, so I was setting this up for the issue of the BRICS, and one of the things is... Sorry, I'm moving some stuff around here. One of the things is that we've had people sending in all kinds of tweets about these BRICS being moved in. Now, somebody made mention, and I wasn't going to go to their own road, but I'll just make mention. Somebody made a comment about BRICS being a Freemasonry symbol. Look, I understand we've covered that on the morning show with my friend Victor Poirier. About what was going on in the Middle East and all of the different things, despite the ideologies, despite the different countries and jurisdictions, the glue that was, and he and his wife had gotten sick at the time, and we were fixing to get in it, the glue that held it all together was Freemasonry. That was what was tying all of that together over the past couple hundred years that I know of. But here, what we got is, we're starting to see, people have sent in the pictures, here they're delivering these BRICS. Okay, now we're going to get to who was doing that first. They've removed the video at the beginning of this article that I did that showed police officers backed up in an alley. There are some people, I guess they're in apartments or something, who are videoing them, and they've got like a truck, and the side of the truck, I guess it's got one of those covers that you can slide or whatever. They've peeled that back, and it looks like they're pulling out BRICS. The police officers are. And then you see them gather them in their hand and walk towards, I guess, what would be the front of the buildings that they're in between and the alley. Now, they pulled that video. I'm sure you can find it somewhere else. But they pulled that video off. So here we have another one. Mysterious pallets of BRICS being delivered. Then we have a ton more of BRICS delivered in uptown Dallas. Not where there are, where the construction sites, those are being delivered. Then here we got some out by Arbor Lake shopping area of Maple Grove in the Minneapolis suburb. They're there. And you can see the bricks don't even match the stones that are used on the building, if you pay attention there. So I don't know what these things, they're obviously there to be used. Somebody said George Soros has got bricks delivery service too. We come down to Frisco, Texas. There are bricks just stuck out in front of a house, which is, there's a wall there. This probably looks like it's a very affluent community. And those just all of a sudden showed up on the side of the road with cones around them. We go over here again to Dallas, and there's more bricks being delivered. Now, I don't know if this is a construction site or not. It looks like it's pretty level there, but it looks like it's just a parking lot. And those things are there, too. We have other people, again, in Frisco, Texas. These guys actually were smart enough to pick up that these bricks came from Brick.com. And Brick.com is Acme Brick. They're the company owned by Berkshire Hathaway. And if you recall, Bill Gates, the guy, I mean, this is all, what a tangle web we weave, right? Bill Gates is a guy wanting to kill off a large percentage of the population through vaccines. I mean, he said it. He didn't use those words, but he said, oh, if we got vaccines, we can eliminate, we can really control the population. What does that mean? Well, it means eventually you got to kill off some people. It ain't just control. It's kill people. That's code for what that is. Okay? And the Mormon group in Chicago. These are going. Jay and Robert Pritzker and Berkshire Hathaway are the ones who own this. Now, look, let's just be real honest about this. Since the internet, the feds want to control it with their taxes and things, why aren't they looking up who ordered these bricks to be used in the way they're being used? That's what I want to know. Don't you want to know that? But we're not hearing any talk about that, are we? We're not hearing who ordered these bricks. I think Warren Buffett's got some money in this too. And there was another big name that I'm losing the name right now. But they were involved in this too. And this is a second shot of the same pallet of bricks coming from Acme Brick. This is the one outside the home that I showed you a minute ago, for those who are watching. Acme Brick is an American manufacturer and distributor of brick and masonry related construction products and materials. They were acquired by Berkshire Hathaway on August the 1st, 2000. But there's more. Again, we just heard, what, a month or two ago, remember when all those CEOs were stepping down from different things and all the Q people fell in line thinking, oh, see, this is it. This is the big thing. I never bought that for a minute. I thought it was strange. Don't get me wrong. I think they're distancing themselves from the next phase and what they're doing. Okay? I think they were distancing themselves from the next phase of what was coming on. You see here, Bill Gates has stepped down from Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway's board of directors. And we have all of that going on. So that's the first line of things here, is the bricks. The next thing is this idea of military occupation. We just put this up. And I accidentally put my name on it. I forgot to change the name. This is Kurt Nemo, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Years ago, during the Obama administration, you'll recall, they were bringing back all those Bearcats and MRAPs and all those things. You remember that? And I spoke out against it because what they were doing was they were sending those things to local police forces all over the U.S. Some of these things, $250,000, $500,000 from what we're being told. And the police were coming out justifying it, saying, well, hang on a second. If we had to do this, then it would cost the state all this money. And my question is, what does my city of Spartanburg or Greenville need with the MRAP? They parade it down the street. And you know when the feds give you that, There's strings attached to it. There always is. The government cheese has strings attached to it and is a trap to enslave you. And folks, if you don't believe me, all you got to do is pay attention to what happened after Boston bombing. The infringements upon the people's rights to catch a little doe-eyed boy who had worked with his brother to blow up a race. Okay? Who were the people who were targeted? Oh, but they went after the guy. That's what they were doing. And I go, well, wait a minute. They were storming into people's houses with their guns ablazing. Not blazing, but they were brandishing them, pointing them at people, telling them to get out of their house, and they were coming in their house with or without a warrant. Same thing's happening with all of this other. The American people, the people who are under attack, and the American people are like what Jeremiah says. They would have it so. They talk big and bad about their liberties and their freedoms, and they stand by and let those freedoms be trampled upon, their liberties be trampled upon, and don't stand up for it. Now, why is that? Why is that? Have we been so mind controlled? Have we been so deceived that we don't think this can happen in America? Yeah, I think a lot of people have. A lot of people have. They really have. I've heard people tell me, not only from the United States, but from the UK, and they've said, what happened in Germany can never happen here. Oh, yes, it can, because the same minds that were in Germany didn't go away, folks. They got moved. So many of them got moved here. Again, Operation Paperclip. Bradley's spoken on this many times. Some of them went to Argentina. Some of them went to other areas. The Nazis never lost. Understand that. They never lost. Even at the Nuremberg trials, there weren't even 24 people who were found guilty, and less than a dozen who were actually put to death. You would think it would be more, wouldn't you? But it's not. Real Nazis still exist in the United States and in the world. And you can bet they have a hand in all of this stuff. You can bet they do. So when the federal government wants to give all of this equipment, this military equipment, on the street, here's the feds. Some of these people are saying, we don't need weapons of war on the street unless it's our guys, unless it's our people, unless it's our agents of the state. They can have weapons of war, not you little people. Not you little people who put us in power, that trust us, that will uphold the Constitution and will be law-abiding. It's not for you guys. It's for our guys. Do you see how the play works? That's what's going on. Now, we've got it rolling out, and the president is encouraging it. The president said he wished that all 50 states would call on him for the National Guard. Well, Mr. President, on the other side of the break, I'm going to read you the Constitution, bro. I'm going to read you the Constitution to where you have no authority to be calling them up. That's Congress's job. See, this is, and you go, well, Congress wrote a law. I go, where did we give authority to Congress to delegate their authority to the executive branch? The whole purpose of the separation of powers is so we don't get a tyrant. So we don't get a dictator. And you go, well, Trump's not, what does it take to be a dictator? Tell me in your mind what it takes to be that. Is it just, you know, a little white lie? Is it a little fudge across the line of the Constitution? Because we've been having dictators in the White House for decades. But I'm going to talk about that when we come back for the break on the other side here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hang on.
At
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, welcome back. It's final segment here on Sons of Liberty Radio, the afternoon edition here. And I'm filling in for Bradley. I'm Tim Brown, in case you don't know me. And just want to I want to read you something here. You know, we've heard Donald Trump say that he's going to declare Antifa, that we know is a part of what's going on here. We have some tax records of some foundations, if you will, receiving millions of dollars in a year. And we know they've been funding some of this Antifa stuff. And what's interesting that I find is that Antifa were doing their work when Donald Trump was running for president. Do you remember that? And all of a sudden, here just a few months before election time, Donald Trump says, oh, we're going to designate Antifa as a domestic terrorist group. Why don't we start with the cart first there, Mr. President. Why don't we designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization here first? Why are we not pushing on that? Why are we not hammering that point? Let's deal with that one first. So we can deal with some of the Israeli influence too. And then let's deal with the Antifa. Let's get them all together. But the problem is, Antifa is not an organization as you think of the others. But they are funded by organizations. And what I would say is, why don't we start getting the people who set up these foundations, whether they're George Soros or the Rockefellers or any of these guys, why don't we start declaring them enemies of the United States, start taking it through, deeming the fact that they are guilty of what they're doing, funding domestic terrorism here in the States, and cutting off their money supply? Why aren't we doing that, Mr. President? And why did it take you almost 4 years to find out and suddenly decide, oh, yeah, we want to do this with Antifa? Is that Act 3 or 4 or 5 or whatever it is? Now, I told you before the break, the president has said that he wants to call up the militia. Or not the militia. No. The militia is a bad name. That's demonized, right? Militia is, you don't say that. That's a four-letter word in D.C. and for a lot of people. And yet, our Constitution mentions it by name. And it's not the National Guard. It's not. The National Guard isn't even mentioned in here. We have the military. We have Navy that's mentioned here. And that's pretty much it, except for the militia. Here's what Congress's role is. Right? This comes from Article 2. Article 1, Section 8. They're to make rules for the government and regulation of the land and naval forces. That's military. Okay? To provide for calling forth, and by the way, it also says before that, to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years. This is why our founding fathers didn't want a standing army. They said, you can have a standing army, you got to renew it every 2 years. So this is what a lot of this NDAA stuff is all about. It's a renewing of that, and then they just toss in all kinds of other stuff that infringe on our liberties. Okay? Congress's job is to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. It is not the FBI's job. It is not the National Guard's job. It is not the military's job. It is not the CIA's job, or the IRS, or the Department of Education, or the ATF, or what ICE. Or it's none of those people's job. It is the militia. It is our job, people. Now, we have to ask ourselves. Let's look ourselves in the mirror here. Because some of you are on board with me when I say that. But let's look ourselves in the mirror. And I'm doing it for me, too. Okay, I'm not pointing my finger at everybody else. I'm saying, as a people, are we pushing for Congress to do their job to organize, arm, and discipline, which means they got to fund it too, the militia in the states, and to govern them? It says they are to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, reserving to the states respectively the appointment of the officers and the authority of training the militia according to the discipline prescribed by Congress. And so they are the ones who call them up, just like Congress is the one that declares war. The president doesn't do that. Congress does that. And yet people say, oh, well, the president can just do this. He can just call up the National Guard. He can do this. Just a second. Article 2, Section 2. The president shall be commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia of the several states when called into the actual service of the United States. That's the same language, the service of the United States, that is given to Congress, that they may be employed for the service of the United States. Now, guys, I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer. I ain't the brightest bulb in the room, okay? I am not. But it seems pretty clear that there was a separation of powers, so you don't have the president, no matter who he is, what political jersey he wears, can just run off and start doing whatever he wants to do because he thinks it's right. Because I got to tell you something. We look through history, we look through the scriptures, and when men do what's right in their own eyes, they usually get in trouble, don't they? Yep, they sure do. And yet, this is the kind of talk that's coming out of the White House. And Trump wants to bring in the National Guard. Now, I think that's a problem. We saw what happened with military force in Hurricane Katrina. If you have not seen it, then you need to go and look at that. I agree, June 12, 1776, in our chat room. I appreciate your input, too. I really do. James Madison, Federalist 47, there's no question about it. There was a separation of powers. And it was clear why that was. They didn't want one man having control of all of that to use nilly-willy however he wanted to do it. Okay? We've got this going on, and the American people, again, we're the ones under attack. Stop with this nonsense about, well, you must be a Trump hater. Or, previously, you must be an Obama hater. Stop that. That is silly. When you point to the law and you say the guy has no authority, he's usurping that authority, and it's your liberties that are on the line here. It's the freedom and the liberty of your children that's on line here. Why in the world are you attacking me? I'm not attacking you. Bradley's not attacking you. We're attacking the tyrants who usurp the authority of the Constitution and the Word of God. By the way, speaking of the Word of God, somebody asked Donald Trump if he knows the Ten Commandments. He held his Bible up right in front of a church. Oh, it's a prop. That's what it is. Ask him if he knows the Ten Commandments. Can he recite them? I bet he can't. He couldn't even get a Bible verse out of the Bible for his favorite Bible verse. Doesn't know what repentance is. Doesn't think he needs to ask God for forgiveness, despite the plethora of examples and the call to repentance, which is the gospel message. Folks, I can come to no conclusion, but the guy is an antichrist. And Christians love it so, because he'll hold up his Bible and he'll say, oh, well, we don't need to follow Islam because they cut people's heads off. And, you know, Christianity, and he went to Norman Vincent Peale, you know, the big promoter of neuro-linguistic programming. They have sodomites teaching their Sunday school, by the way, now. The church that Donald Trump used to go to. And I'm telling you, folks, there is a strong delusion. And look, I'm not a last days madness guy. Any of you listen to me, you know I don't buy that. I believe that Christ is king. And baby, I believe that he is the one who conquers all men. One way or the other, he's going to either get what he paid for on the cross in his people that he purchased with his own blood, or he's not. And that makes God a liar, and I don't believe God's a liar. You read 1 Corinthians 15. Jesus is on the throne subduing his enemies under his feet until the last day. Period. That's what he's doing. Now, you're either on board with that, or you're on another ship. I don't know how to put it any other way. And this is why we don't fear it, the Sons of Liberty. We call it for what it is. We say what it is. And like Sheriff... down here in Florida, Sheriff Grady, Judd, because I'm running out of time, like really quick. Let me finish it off. If you value your life, the people who want to come after you in the suburbs and stuff like that, you get your guns and you blow them away. You defend the defenseless. Okay? It's not a pretty thing. I don't want it. I wish people would just obey the law. But as long as they want, we're going to have to stand against them. Hopefully, peacefully. But if not, we have to use the violence. Okay? Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. See ya.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.